Yeah, you know, we're basically moving forward on a couple different avenues. We're trying to restore reproductive freedom in Wisconsin. So we brought this lawsuit. We're calling on the legislature to take action. But in the meantime, we're also trying to minimize the harm that's going to come from this decision overturning Roe versus Wade. You know, Planned Parenthood's in Wisconsin shut down when the Dobbs decision came down. They've said that as long as that ban is on the books and might be enforceable, you know, we're not going to take the risk that doctors are going to get prosecuted under it. And so they have currently stopped providing services. But I've been clear, D.A. Chisholm has been clear, D.A. Ozanne in Dane County has been clear, that we're not going to use the resources of our office to investigate or prosecute cases under this 19th century ban. And for me, you know, there are a couple reasons for that. One is enforcing this ban would actually harm the health and safety of women in Wisconsin. It would undermine public safety as well as undermining freedom and equality. And that's just not something we do at the Department of Justice. But on top of that, even if you're somebody who supports this kind of ban, we've all got limited resources. And my view is that we should be using those resources to investigate and prosecute people for the most serious crimes that are out there, which is what we do now. Cases like homicides or drug trafficking or sexual assault, and to shift resources from those areas to investigating and prosecuting abortions would be a serious misuse of investigative and prosecutorial resources.
So what risk do you and the DA and DA Chisholm and the DA in Dane County, is there any risk to you? Is there anyone who can override what it is, the decisions that you guys have made?
Well, you know, what could happen is you could have a different DA or a different attorney general at some point decide to act differently. And that's one of the things that Planned Parenthood has cited in stopping providing services is, you know, there's a statute of limitations that I believe is 6 years. And so, you know, they could be charged years down the road, potentially.
No, I mean, as of now in real time, what are the challenges you guys face while you're in office today? Is there any challenges you guys face other than political blowback?
Yeah, certainly people have criticized us. There are some, you know, candidates out there who I know have talked about trying to remove DAs from office for not in prosecuting cases under those laws. But my view is that those claims are really just nonsense. We have prosecutors have discretion in how they use their resources, and they exercise that discretion in lots of different ways every day. And you know, using it in this way is absolutely valid. And I'm glad to see DA Chisholm and DA Ozanne doing that. And I hope other DAs around the state will make similar commitments.
You know, just to the thought of, instead of having the stability of knowing what the rules are and what takes place, to now having it scattershot all over the nation, and you think about, well, now, you know, Minnesota, Illinois, people are going to be heading over the borders, and, you know, to have these things done, it can't be good for the nation to go from a stable reality when it comes to this to now scattershot all over the nation, can it?
No, that's right. We're going to have very inconsistent laws state by state, and, you know, Illinois is setting up to be, as they call it, an oasis, I think, for people who need to get reproductive health care. And that's great if you're somebody who has time to get there and has
and
the
resources
means to do that.
And yeah, right.
Exactly. But there are also cases where, first of all, people may not be able to get transportation they need, but there are also emergency cases. And one of the things I want to stress, and this gets lost, I think, in this debate sometimes, is this is really anti-family. And what I mean by that is that a very large percentage of people who get abortions are themselves already parents. And people who are parents get abortions for a lot of different reasons. But one is that their health and even their life could be in danger. And we are going to have really negative health consequences. And in some cases, people are going to lose their lives because of this ban. And that is horrific for the women who are suffering because of that. It's also horrific for their kids who are left without a parent. And that's the kind of situation we've created by having such a rigid ban in place. And the more that we can do to minimize the impacts of that ban and hopefully to reverse it, you know, the more we're going to do to protect the health and safety of women in Wisconsin.
So what do you say to the other side of this debate or issue, if you will, that, you know, I've heard people say, well, women are using abortion instead of contraceptives. And so who can support that? What is your take on that?
Well, first, there are a lot of things I would say. First, I would suggest that people actually talk to women who have accessed reproductive health care, that they talk to doctors, OBGYNs, because everybody has their own life circumstances, and whether it's because of a health issue or any number of other issues, these are not decisions that people make lightly. And more to the point, that's just not the government's business. Women should be able to control the future of their lives. It shouldn't be politicians in Madison or Washington deciding how they're going to live their lives and when and whether they have kids. I firmly believe that those are decisions that need to be made by women and not by the government.
We've got a call quickly. You want to take it?
Sure.
All right. Tom from L.A. Tom, go ahead quickly.
Yeah, good morning, Josh. First off, we the people are the government. And we must never forget that. Second, I believe that the Republicans are the pro-death party. Josh, I wanted to say, and I wanted to congratulate you or comment on what you're saying. This needs to be framed not as a abortion issue or a termination issue. This needs to be framed as a woman's right to choose versus the government's right to choose. And you've got it right, and people fall into this whole thing because 90% of women choose actually to carry a child to full term. And we get mixed up with the media. We get mixed up with everyone calling it the abortion issue. It's not the abortion issue. It is the choice issue. And if you take that choice away from women, then you got a bunch of other people. First of all, you make a woman a second-class citizen. But on top of that, other people are going to lose their choice as well to do things. And I think that's the way this thing needs to be framed.
Okay, Tom. We're running out of time. Thank you very much for the call.
So thank you, Josh.
You want to respond?
Well, look, that's what this is about. It's about who is controlling the future of women's lives in Wisconsin. I believe that women should control the future of their lives. And unfortunately, there are politicians right now who, on the one hand, claim to be about protecting freedom, but on the other hand, want to take that decision away from women. And that's not right. It's not consistent with our values. And we're going to do what we can to fight to change that.
So we got 2 minutes. What do you want to say? Again, this battle that you and the governor have decided to wage. What do you want to say to the audience in the last couple minutes?
Well, what I want people to know is that there is hope here. I know that the last several days have been really tough for a lot of people and scary, concerning about what this holds for the future. And I know that people are worried about what this means for other rights as well that have been recognized by the Supreme Court. And what I can tell you is this. The governor and I are both deeply committed to fighting to protect reproductive freedom. And that means that right now, with the current situation we have, we're doing what we can to minimize the harm. I've been clear about not using DOJ resources to enforce this ban. The governor has been clear that he's willing to use his clemency power if need be. We're going to work with other states to figure out how we can most effectively protect access. And we're also going to fight to restore access, both through litigation and through legislation. And so we are going to fight this in the courts. We're going to continue calling on the legislature to make progress. And we're not going to back down until we have restored reproductive freedom.
And before you go, I'm looking at this article. Mississippi House Speaker wants 12-year-old rape victims of incest to give birth to their father's children. That's the insanity we're talking about, right?
It's become so extreme and so ideological on the far right that there's no limit to how far they're willing to take this, and we've got to turn this around.
All right. Thank you very much, Attorney General Josh Call. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to share with our listening audience. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me, Earl.
All right. Thank you. All right. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.